absolute degree. All to the dooming gods their guilt translate, and follies are miscalled the crimes of fate. When to his lust Aegisthus gave the rein, did fate or we the adulterous act constrain? Did fate or we, when great Atrides died, urge the bold traitor to the regicide? Hermes I sent, while yet his soul remained sincere from royal blood and faith profaned, to warn the wretch that young Orestes, grown to manly years, should reassert the throne. Yet, impotent of mind and uncontrolled, he plunged into the gulf which heaven foretold. Here paused the god, and pensive thus replies Minerva, graceful with her azure eyes. O thou, from whom the whole creation springs, the source of power on earth derived to kings, his death was equal to the direful deed. So may the man of blood be doomed to bleed. But grief and rage alternate wound my breast, for brave Ulysses, still by fate oppressed. Amidst an isle, around whose rocky shore the forests murmur and the surges roar, the blameless hero, from his wished-for home, a goddess guards in her enchanted dome. Atlas her sire, to whose far-piercing eye the wonders of the deep expanded,